Hey, Freaks, it's Tim here. Today we're doing something a little bit different because it's April 1st. DV has been around for many, many April Fool's Day shows, so I thought it might be fun to look back at some of my favorites spanning nearly 15 years. From pasta sauce to time travel, from Full House to Perfect Strangers, there's been so very many dumb, inexplicably stupid April Fool's Day moments. Join me today for my top 5 April Fool's Day shows and a few honorable mentions, all coming up today on a very special Distorted View.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
This whole experience has been a goddamn nightmare.
Ragu.
I am totally gonna get anal. Do you guys remember that Bill Murray movie, Groundhog Day?
She's beauty footage on his penis.
Alright, couple things to mention before we get started. The full-length versions of all of these April Fool's Day shows are going to be linked in the show notes today. Even the super old ones that are only currently available to Sideshow members, I'm taking them out of the archives and making them available to everyone. So check out today's show notes over there at distortedview.com and superfreaksideshow.com if you want to listen to the full-length versions of all of today's featured April Fool's Day shows. Secondly, if you like Distorted View Daily, support it! I gotta get my sideshow plug in. Superfreaksideshow.com. Become a true and honorable freak. Get full access to, 3,000 shows in the archives, plus exclusive programs every week. This past weekend, I did a brand new DV log. Haven't done one of those in a while. That's where I collect all sorts of weird videos. Stuff that, you know, I find while searching for content for the podcast, but I can't use these particular clips because they're more visual, right? There's no good audio. So instead, I put them all into a compilation called a DV log, and that is what was posted this past weekend. Check it out, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, let's get into my top 5 April Fool's Day shows. And of course, we kick things off with number 5. All right,
Number 5.
I thought we were done with that. Okay, number
5.
Okay, yes, number 5.
5.
5.
Okay, well, it took a little longer than I was expecting, but here we are. Number 5 on my list. And keep in mind, these are just my personal favorite April Fool's Day shows. You might have your own favorite, or you might hate them all. I think the criteria I used was just how much fun I had recording the shows. Number 5 is one of the first April Fool's Day shows we did on the podcast back in April, of course. I don't know why I have to say that. April Fool's Day always happens to land in April, right? Oh, 2006 was that rare year when April Fool's Day landed in May. It's kind of like Easter. You never know where it's going to pop up. Anyway, I'm dumb. It's one thing you should have learned after 15 years of this podcast. Anyway, as I was saying, even though the show was still very young in 2006, I had only been doing it for what, a year and 5 months? 6 months? Something like that? We still had a very established format. You know, at the beginning of the show, I'd play a couple audio clips, then we'd do some news stories, voicemail, and, you know, we close out the program with some music, right? Well, on April Fool's Day 2006, that format was turned on its head. It was actually Missy Elliott-ed. We straight up flipped it and reversed it. Take a listen.
Everybody. Until next time, subscribe via iTunes, vote for us at Podcast Alley. Voicemail line for you, that's 206-660-GOD. As in, oh God, my baby can't talk to you right now as she is entombed in concrete. 206-666-4463. DistortedView.com is our official website. Email me, show@distortedview.com. That's all the time we have on today's edition of Distorted View. Thank you very much for all the messages. This guy is talking about the song that we played on our 300th episode. We played it once before. It's a song that a guy named Ty did for the show. If you haven't heard it, tune into the 300th episode. It's great.
Hey, Tim. Happy 300th. I'm going to say this. How many podcasts out there do you know of where the listeners actually write songs for the show?
Right.
Huh?
That's
How many podcasts are there?
Not many.
Probably none.
None?
Yeah.
Not many to none. Let's do a voicemail now. Thank you very much, Kevin. Yeah, it seems like you guys really enjoyed the video cast, the majority of you anyway. So, I'll definitely do some more for you. He says, you nailed the PBS voice when you said funding for Macaroon Avenue is provided by funding for Macaroon Avenue. I know that voice. It's pretty funny. Oh, man, this was the funniest thing ever. The voiceover was kind of weird, though. Keep doing more. Let's do an email now. Kevin writes in. That's very cool. Thank you very much, White Sword. We finally got period porn on DVD. Rock on! What do I find in my P.O. box today? That's right, period porn. White Sword of White Sword TV really came through. Remember when I was fascinated with period porn a couple weeks ago, and I was determined to find videos of, like, bloody tampons and stuff? First up, alrighty. Let's do some emails and get the hell out of here. That is your distorted news for Saturday, April 1st, 2006. So there you go. Mace's co-worker, William E. Vanilla, 20, pleaded no contest to culpable negligence for provoking the prank and was sentenced to 6 months probation. This is the Distorted View Show. I'm Tim Henson. Hey, freaks!
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
It's all coming up right here, right now, on the Distorted View Show. And pimping out your toddlers. Concrete babies. Who pissed in my soda? Coming up on the show today. Hey, freaks, it's Saturday, April 1st, 2006.
Happy April Fool's Day. Hi, April Fool's Day. Happy April Fool's Day. Happy April Fool's Day.
Distorted View Daily proudly presents reversing audio of Tim Henson saying things backwards so they will hopefully make sense.
Number four.
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 All right, coming in
four.
At number... Oh, boy.
Four.
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 All right. Okay. What number are we at now? Can someone refresh my memory?
Four.
Oh, number four. Yeah, number four on my list is from 2016. You may remember I was all over the news when I was kidnapped by Anonymous.
This is an important message from Anonymous. We have recently been made aware of the actions of Tim Henson, host of Distorted View Daily. On a daily basis, Tim denigrates the elderly, the weak-minded, the infirm, and the gross, all while being a disgusting fat white American who has no right to make fun of anyone. Furthermore, Distorted View Daily showcases the worst in humanity and is a vulgar, cynical program. Anonymous will stand for this no longer. We have kidnapped him and he is currently in an undisclosed location. To pay for his sins, we are making Tim produce new content that will hurt no one. As we cannot trust Tim's judgment, Anonymous has decided on the subject matter for these podcasts. Tim will be recapping and reviewing every episode of the new Netflix series Fuller House. We are monitoring every word he records, and if his tone or speech becomes too offensive, we will immediately shock him with 150,000 volts, rendering him unconscious, and end the transmission. When he wakes up, he will be forced to watch the next episode of Fuller House and record a new podcast. This will continue until all episodes have been watched and reviewed. Do not try to save Tim, he will only be released once he has paid his debt to society. End transmission.
Oh my god! I'm in so much pain! What's happening? Someone call for help! Okay. Alright. Hi, my name is Tim, and welcome to House Party, formerly known as Distorted View Daily. We're gonna have fun as we
recap and review every single episode of the Netflix original series Fuller House. Today, we're going to take a look at episode one, our very first show again. Let's get into all the fun right now. Now, you know, Full House is one of those shows, it's iconic, but not necessarily good. You're not going to shock me for saying that, right? I can express some criticism, can't I? I just have to be nice about it. Look, I'm sure a lot of people love the original, and if you do, Fuller House is probably right up your alley. But for me, someone who values good television, this whole experience watching Fuller House has been a goddamn nightmare! I'm sorry. I mean to say it has some problems. How many episodes was this season, by the way? 13? I gotta do 13 of these things? There's no way. There's absolutely no fucking way I'm gonna...
Tim has been electrocuted to sleep until he can control his emotions. When that time comes, another review will be posted. End transmission.
Welcome to House Party. We're taking a look at episode two.
More upbeat, Tim.
What?
Please speak in a more upbeat fashion. Act professional. This is your job now.
You shocked me unconscious. I've been out the past hour, and you want me to act upbeat?
Your life depends on it.
Oh, God. Welcome to House Party, the Fuller House podcast. Today, we're looking at episode two, Moving Day. You know, the best thing I could say about this episode is that Candace Cameron is looking good. I don't know how old she is, but out of the entire cast, she's the most fuckable. I mean, her son isn't so bad. All I'm saying is that, you know, when he turns 18, I wouldn't mind pushing my erect dick past his full pink lips. I mean, them are dick sucking. Mary-Kate and Ashley were about to turn 18. There were countdown clocks. You know, counting down to when they were legal, as if anyone really had a shot with the Olsen twins.
Tim's going to take a nap for a while. Be back soon.
Welcome to House Party, the Fuller House review cast. Today we're taking a look at episode 3. An episode in which the title is Funner House. The name of the show is Funner House. And what a treat. Uncle Joey guest stars on this episode. He flies in from Las Vegas to watch Candace Cameron. I guess her name is DJ on the show. DJ's kid. Because the ladies, Kimmy Gibbler, Stephanie, and DJ, are going to have a girls' night out. Something that DJ's not ready for. She was expecting to just stay home with the kids. But the other two girls made plans for DJ to go out and gave her an outfit to change into.
I'll go upstairs and change.
No. If you go upstairs, you're going to start doing mom stuff. You can change in the Uber.
Modern reference. Uber.
I'm not changing in a car. What if Uber sees my boobers?
Just shock me now. I just shock the fuck out of me right now. I can't do this. Sweet release.
Once again, Tim has failed to produce adequate content. Adjustments will be made for the next installment.
What if Uber sees my boobers?
Well, then you won't have to tip.
End transmission. We've had Tim binge watch the next 4 episodes of Fuller House. He will now review them. We will start with episode 4. Should he resort to vulgarity or obscene language, a punishment will be issued. Begin.
How? I don't even know how to review episode 4. Nothing of consequence happened.
This is a Jeff Franklin-produced nightmare is what this series is. And holy chalupa is a new goddamn catchphrase that one of the dumb, stupid kids is trying to shove down our fucking throat every episode with the holy chalupa! Holy chalupa! It's this decade's You Got It, dude. And I don't like... Ow! Ow!
You've gone too far, Tim. Now for your punishment. In a moment you will hear a dial tone. A random person will be called. When they answer, the only thing you may say are the lyrics to the Full House theme.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
What ever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paperboy, you know. The evening TV, for crying out loud. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Who is this?
I'm the milkman. Cuckoo-ca-choo. Or maybe I'm the paperboy. Or the evening TV. Doesn't matter who I am. But when you're lost out there and you're all alone, let... Okay.
Hello?
It's me again, the Woodchuck. Now listen to me. Like I was saying, everywhere you look, there's a heart. You know, a hand to hold on to.
Who is this?
Jesse Kassopoulos.
Who are you?
I'm the lead singer of Jesse and the Rippers.
Who are you?
The milkman, the paperboy, the evening TV. I am the milkman. The milkman. Milky, milky.
Hey.
Haven't you ever heard of Wake Up San Francisco? Wake up. Hello? I'm Danny motherfucking Tanner, bitch. I did what you told me to do. All right, now before we continue on with the countdown, there were a few other April Fool's Day shows that did not make the list, but I feel deserve honorable mention, and I'm going to feature one of them right now. It's from 2010, and I don't think it requires any explanation. Take a listen.
The following program is brought to you with limited commercial interruption by Ragu. Feed our kids well.
I'll never forget the first time that I saw my four-year-old daughter's bowel movement in the toilet, and it literally scared me.
Ragu.
She wasn't more than 45 pounds, but her bowel movement was about as thick as my wrist and about as long as her arm.
Ragu.
And I thought...
Ragu.
Oh, my God. How I got scared. I was going to call my wife. I thought, how could something that big come out of something, a little child that small? And I thought, you know, I'm 6 feet tall and I weigh 190 pounds, and by proportion to my size compared to hers,
Ragu.
My bowel movements were very inadequate, to say the least.
Hey, freaks, it's Thursday, April 1st, 2010. Coming up on the program today, raped by the
Ragu
monster. Plus, amputees have a hard time with
Ragu.
And wet stringy snot goes great with a side of
Ragu.
All natural Ragu. Feed our kids well.
Sodium citrate.
Ragu.
Citric acid. Malic acid.
Ragu.
Sulfuric acid.
Let me see that.
Got you on that last one. What is all that stuff?
Well, didn't you have food additives in Melmac?
No. We had the odd rodent part, but technically that was...
Ragu.
I stuck a little dick. Smuck a little...
Ragu. 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 Ragu.
Hey, Steve.
Oh, hey.
Ragu. Rag,
Let's get back to the countdown.
Number three.
Is that it? Huh. All right. So number three. If you looked at the recording time of today's episode and you're thinking to yourself, wow, this seems like a much longer episode than normal, it's because 2 and 1 are coming up, if you catch my drift. I mean, I don't want to spoil the comedy, but, you know, I'm warning you, you're going to want to fast forward. Now for my third favorite April Fool's Day edition of Distorted View Daily, it has to be where I inserted myself into an episode of Perfect Strangers. At various points in the show, I play Balky and Cousin Larry. It's the full episode of Perfect Strangers. I'm going to play just a short clip. Again, you can go into the show notes, download the full episode if you want to witness that utter foolishness.
We just got a last-minute flight assignment to Paris, and we need a little favor.
Name it.
Could you let the plumber in tomorrow? He's going to put on that new shower head we bought.
Hey, consider it done.
Here's the plumber's phone number. Now, you'll have to call him to confirm a time.
Sure thing. I will handle everything, baby.
Well, thanks, guys. We've got to run. There's a cab waiting.
Bye-bye now. And I will call the plumber. There. Is this Pipe Dream Plumbing? I am calling on behalf of Ms. Jennifer Lyons. Yeah, I would actually like to go ahead and cancel that appointment. No, I'm actually going to go ahead and do it myself. No, you can't invite all of your friends over to watch. What a fucknut.
Gorson, I'm sure I'm wrong, but I could have sworn that I heard you call and cancel the plumber.
I did.
I see. Well, I'm very sure I'm wrong, but I could have sworn that I heard you tell the plumber that you were going to put on the shower head yourself.
I am.
I see. Well, in that case, may I invite my friends over to watch? Because when it comes to plumbing, you don't know Bo Diddley.
Balky, this has nothing to do with plumbing. Jennifer wasn't asking for me to call a plumber. She was asking for me to bang her hard!
I could have sworn she asked you to call a plumber.
Oh, those were her words. But her pussy was saying, "Fuck me!" And her eyes were saying, "I want you inside me!"
No, I think her eyes were saying, "Call a plumber."
Balky, Balky, Balky. It's what women do. Nothing gets them wetter than letting their man do stuff for them. Listen to me. When Jennifer comes back and finds out that her man has handled it, I am totally going to get anal. Cousin Larry's going to lay some pipe. Ha, ha, ha.
Are we still talking about plumbing?
Number two.
Apparently, we are at number two. This really is a tie for number one. But at the top of the show, I said my criteria for naming my favorite April Fool's Day shows are the ones that I had the most fun producing, and I didn't really produce this episode. In 2014, Distorted View Daily was outsourced to India. A full episode was produced with a new Indian host. This was all the handiwork of Corey from Bud Fudge Sunday. As always, he did a spectacular job. I'm going to play a clip of it right now, but I urge you all to go into the show notes, download the whole episode, and immediately email Corey and tell him what an amazing, recoculous individual he is.
Hey, freaks! It's Tuesday, April 1st, 2014. Coming up on the program today, you've heard of palm readers, but what about poop readers? Plus, making porridge from your whore mouth and crapping from your dick hole? All this, plus your voicemails today on the Distorted View Show.
This is fucking retarded.
My cunt is fucking hurting.
You know what it is!
Do you like this?
Crystal meth loosens up your butthole.
Lay that wet pipe in my rectum.
Hey freaks, it's your media darling Taj Hunjan. And as you can probably tell, my voice has changed slightly. Since I've been struggling for cash the past year, I have decided to outsource the show to Chennai, India, where frankly, I can just pay them like dirt and then I can finally pay some bills around here. It's the same great show, but more Jagu. Listen, I've got a great program for you. First up, I have a clip from a compilation of nasty ghetto sex. And my favorite scene from this video is a black girl sucking some white dick when the unexpected happens.
Oh my god.
Oh Jesus God! She's puking porridge on his penis! And she won't stop! It just keeps coming out! Oh no! Oh Jesus! His cock wasn't that big! Are you done? I think she's done.
Nah, my G.
No! No, you're disgusting disgrace! Alright, if this is your first time listening to Distorted View, welcome to the stupidity. You know, the other day on the podcast, we talked about Jackie Stallone reading asses, like a palm reader would read palms. Basically, you send Jackie Stallone a picture of your ass and like $600, and she will look at your left and right butt cheeks and your ass crack, and then tell you your past, present and future. And if you thought that was insane, you haven't heard anything yet. I want to introduce you to a professional scatomancer. It's kind of the same idea as Jackie Stallone, but instead of reading butts, he reads your feces. Yes, a lot of secrets rely within your poop. I've got a clip here.
Well, what we're going to do today is a sacred art called scatomancy. And so it's similar to reading tea leaves or scrying, but I'm actually going to be reading your fecal matter. Put your arms out. It's a lost art.
You know, it's lost for a reason. No one wants to find this art. Some things are better left lost.
How do we go about extracting this nugget for you to read? So what I'd like you to do is go ahead, go into the restroom, and when you're done, please don't flush.
He's going to read it in right in the toilet? It really is like reading tea leaves.
Listen, this is... Come on, we're getting to the bottom of it.
Literally.
Leroy.
Yeah.
How long is it going to take you?
Yeah, well, I can totally understand this. When I was growing up in Delhi, I had to get a physical for, like, school or something. And this goddamn nurse was standing right by the door. And I couldn't piss. I got pee shy even though there was no one in the room with me. So I can totally understand. It's an old man trying to shit. He's the one who's actually going to have his poop read. This old guy doesn't know what the hell is going on. He's confused. Why is this black man wanting to read my poop? Yeah.
Well, I can't do this on command.
Just hurry up.
This is all a part of a documentary. This has to go on air on TLC, right? After a new episode of Honey Boo Boo. It's an hour of shit, a shit block.
I guess. It didn't take long at all, did it?
So guys,
are you alright?
Yeah.
Wait right here. I'm going to go and grab it and I'll be right back.
No, I don't like the way he said that. He's going to grab it. Like, he's actually going to stick his hand in the ball and pick up the turds. I think what he's actually doing is using a bowl and like scooping out some water and turds. And we see that there. They blur out the poo, but you can sort of see it still. Very fragrant apparently. P.U.
So, you're gonna transition right now.
Are you kidding me?
The nuggets suggest...
The terminology, really? You're going to use the words nuggets?
That you support a friend or family member in a project. The longer one, shaped like a cigar, suggests that... leadership, strength.
That's a healthy turd. That's what that signifies.
Length, longevity.
You know what I see when I look at turds? This guy is eating a lot of fiber. That's all you can tell from reading turds. You have a heavy corn-based diet going on.
Just gonna pick that up with your hands?
You have to get into it.
Oh my god! He's actually picking up the poop! Look! You can't just tiptoe around scatomancing. Oh, and he's smelling it.
Well, what would it smell, really? Like, what?
The stronger the aroma, the more accurate the prediction.
Yeah, like the force is strong with this turd. And you can tell by the scent. This is insanity. This can't be a real thing. Is this an onion video or something?
It's your shit.
Leroy, you should go across this country. You should travel.
That's what his poop is telling him.
That's my prediction for you.
Try some new cuisines.
Leroy, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
It was a real pleasure fondling your crap. Alright, the poop reader's name is S.S. Singh. He's a professional scatomancer. Scatomancer is a name given to people who predict the future by analyzing, or I guess in this case it'd be analyzing, fecal matter. This is all featured in the documentary Journey to Planet Sanity. Apparently, the two men go on a journey together. I have no idea what this movie is about. I would much rather watch 2 hours of this black dude fondling poop and trying to find meaning in it. Alright, so that's what's happening with Journey to Planet Sanity. Oh my god, Patrick Mitchell is calling in from Skype. Okay, I need to end this once and for all. Hello? Hello? Daddy? Why are you calling me Daddy?
Yeah.
What's up, honey?
You want to come Friday so we can be alone?
Can I what?
Do you want to come Friday so you and I can be alone?
Hell yeah. Your son needs his dick sucked. You need to drain these balls.
I do?
Hell yeah.
I want to see your face.
I'm going to make you feel real good. What do you like? Do you like your dick sucked? Or do you like a little ass play?
I don't care what you do to me.
Ah, I kind of figured that. Anything goes with you, huh, Daddy?
Yes, honey.
Oh. Can you call me Pookie? I like that better than honey.
Pookie.
Pookie. I'm your Pookie Bear. What can I call you?
Pumpkin.
What?
Pumpkin.
What is your nickname?
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin. So I'm Pookie and you're Pumpkin. Wow. That is adorable.
Yeah.
Okay, listen. I got to go now. I'll see you on Friday. Bye. Okay, listen. I don't have enough time for this bullshit. Alright, that was my daddy. Pumpkin. Alright, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Let's do three quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up...
There is only one April Fool's Day episode left on my top five, but before we get into that, it's time for another honorable mention. Every day on Distorted View, you hear the voice of Scott Fletcher.
Oh.
He's the announcer of Distorted View Daily, although we haven't heard from him much in recent years.
Tweak my nipples.
Probably because I had him record lines like that.
Lick my stink box.
Finally, on April Fool's Day 2011, we heard from Scott Fletcher after his extended absence. It didn't go well.
Mayonnaise, 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 mayonnaise.
I actually received a letter in the mail, certified letter in the mail, so it's official and legal and threatening. I received a letter in the mail today. This is not my first cease and desist order. From none other than our old voice guy. Remember Scott Fletcher? I always tell you, I wonder what happened to Scott Fletcher. I know he's not listening anymore. I probably said something that turned him off. And, I've been wondering where he is. I wish he would have contacted me directly as opposed to through legal counsel. All right, so we have Scott Fletcher via Skype. Scott, hello.
Hello, this is Scott.
Scott, this is Tim. What's going on here?
I'm sorry, Tim who?
Very funny. The Tim Henson, you did voices for me for my show.
Tim Henson?
Yes.
Tim Henson reeks of anus.
Does that ring a bell?
It does. Did you get our letter?
Yes, I got a letter from your lawyer, actually, Tony Greenfield.
Right.
And
Wait, was it in English?
Yes, it was in English.
What did it print out properly? Were the letters black and clear and crisp?
Yeah, nothing was smeared, Scott. I'm just wondering why.
Were you able to find time to read your way all the way through the letter to the end?
I read through the letter a couple times, and I'm baffled by it.
Was there any slang or perhaps colloquialisms with which you were not familiar?
No, there was not, Scott. I understood every word.
Okay. So,
I'm calling you to ask why. Why did you send the letter?
Yeah, well, look, it's nothing personal. It's just that...
Really? It's nothing personal?
No.
I receive a cease and desist letter to me, certified, and it's not personal.
Well, we certify it just to show that we care, and that it's very important to us that the letter get to you, and that you read it, and that you not take it personally. So that's why it's certified.
Why did you send the letter?
Well, it's been a very long time since we talked, and since then, some of us have moved on and done other things, and I've been trying to build up this voice work job and community and. Been trying to be a little bit more professional in my daily life, and in fact, this week I'm in the running for a new laundry detergent commercial, and the subject of my past work has come up, and they're a little concerned maybe about the kinds of work I've done in the past. For instance, the Mormon folks came to me and wanted me to do an Underoos commercial for them, but they found out that I had other work out there that was a little off color.
You're doing laundry detergent voiceovers and work for the Mormon Church.
Well, not yet. That's the problem. That's why we sent you the letter. Look, when the male enhancement pill people come to me and say, Mr. Scott Fletcher, would you voice our commercial? I can't in good faith go to them and say, absolutely, I'll talk about enlarged penises on your radio commercial, knowing that I've done the kind of work that I've done in your show. With your voiceovers.
Look, Scott, the thing is, yes, you may have grown or moved on or whatever, but I'm the same complete fucktard I was 5-6 years ago. I haven't moved on. These things were recorded years ago. I'm not going to stop playing them.
Well, this is the juncture that we're at. So how in good faith can I record a documentary on animal husbandry and the benefits of using lubricants, knowing that on your show, I'm talking about your anus?
Lick my stink box.
For instance.
Hey, I'm not going to deny it's funny.
Right.
It's hilarious. Of course, it's me saying it.
Right. Everything you say is hilarious.
Tim Henson reeks of anus.
You know what? I'm going to play another one.
That'll do, pig. That'll do.
Oh my god, that sounds great. Do you have any more?
Oh, mama.
And
who is Angelina Jolie banging?
Don't forget about
Tweak My Nipples.
Oh, come on. That's brilliant. The way you pronounce nipples, the way it sounds, Oh, America needs to hear this, Scott.
You know what? You're right. For the 10 people that listen to your show,
ouch.
Absolutely. You can continue to use them. Thanks for calling there. Really appreciate it. I got to go. Bye.
Thank you, Scott. I'm glad we came to an agreement. All right. Very good. Thank you, Scott.
Hello, freaks.
There you go. Scott Fletcher, everybody. Good friend of the program. Good sport, actually. I haven't spoke to him in years, and just found him online the other day, and I said, hey, do you want to do something stupid for the show? And he said, abso-fucking-lutely.
Number one.
Yes, thank you. All right, time for my all-time favorite April Fool's Day episode of Distorted View Daily. It's from 2015, and it is pretty insane. Months and months before April Fool's Day, the seeds of this dumb idea were planted. There was a news story about a man who was suffering from persistent deja vu. And trying to explain the man's condition, researchers said it was a lot like that Bill Murray movie, Groundhog Day. You know, the one where Bill Murray keeps waking up on the same day over and over and over again. Much like Bill, I read this news story over and over again for weeks and weeks. It would randomly pop up on the show. And as we got closer to April Fool's Day, weird things started happening. On one episode, I got a Skype phone call. It was staticky, couldn't understand what was being said, but kind of sounded like my own voice. And then finally, on April 1st, there was a climax of mass confusion. Here are some of the highlights. Three quick stories now. First up, do you guys remember that Bill Murray movie, Groundhog Day? In it, the main character has to relive the same day over and over. Well, now, for one student, that feeling turned into a nightmare when he experienced attacks of persistent deja vu for 8 years. The 23-year-old British man has become the victim of one of the strangest cases of deja vu ever recorded in medical history, science revealed today. The sufferer told experts he stopped watching TV, listening to the radio, or reading newspapers or magazines because he believed he'd seen it all before. You know what I would do? I would sit him down in the room and say, all right, I'm holding the newspaper. Tell me what happened today. And he won't be able to tell me. And then I'll say, well, the front page of the... Here's the headline. Murder arrested. And then he's going to be like, I knew it. I knew that. I read that newspaper before. And then I'll flip the newspaper around and show him the real headline and be like, ah, ha, ha. The real headline is Infant Drowns in Well! Ah, ha, ha, ha! You know nothing! It's all in your fruity little head, you freak! And then he would be all like, ah, oh, I had that conversation with you before! I remember this! You called me a freak and said it was all in my fruity little head! Yeah! Alright, he felt trapped in a time loop and had to drop out of the university. He was also tormented by further attacks when he went abroad to one of his favorite resorts to try to relax. The weird feelings were stronger than the normal sense of deja vu, and the man said he felt that rather than just a feeling of familiarity, that's a hard word to say, familiarity, there it is, he was reliving the past moment by moment. Details of the extraordinary case, it's not that extraordinary. It's queer, it's a little weird. But extraordinary? Come on. You know what would be extraordinary? Actual time travel. Second story we have for you today. Do you guys remember that Bill Murray movie, Groundhog Day? In it, it. The main character has to relive the same day over and over. Well, now, for one student, that feeling turned into a nightmare when he experienced attacks of persistent deja vu for 8 years. The 23-year-old British man has become the victim of one of the strangest cases of deja vu ever recorded in medical history, science revealed today. The sufferer told experts he stopped watching TV, listening to the radio, or reading newspapers or magazines because he believed he'd seen it all before. You know what I would do? I would sit him down in the room and say, all right, I'm holding the newspaper. Tell me what happened today. And he won't be able to tell me. And then I'll say, well, the front page of the... Here's the headline. Murderer arrested. And then he's going to be like, I knew it. I knew that. I read that newspaper before. And then I'll flip the newspaper around and show him the real headline and be like, ah, ha, ha. The real headline is infant drowns in well. Ah, ha, ha, ha. You know nothing. It's all in your fruity little head, you freak. Next up, do you guys remember that Bill Murray movie Groundhog Day? In it, the main character has to relive the same day over and over. Next up, do you guys remember that Bill Murray movie Groundhog Day? You know what I would do? I would sit him down in the room and say, all right, I'm holding the newspaper. Tell me what happened today. And he won't be able to tell me. And then I'll say, well, the front page of the... Here's the headline. Murderer arrested for killing area walrus. And then he's going to be like, I knew it. I knew that. I read that newspaper before. And then I'll flip the newspaper around and show him the real headline and be like, ah, ha, ha. The real headline is, this is Tim. You've done this before. Stop and think. What? I don't remember writing that down. That's dumb. Anyways, you know, there's like a real headline. Weird feelings were stronger than the normal sense of deja vu, and the man said he felt that rather than just feeling a familiarity, he was reliving the past moment by moment. You know, familiarity is one of those words that would have tripped me up not too long ago, but I'm really growing as a host. I'm almost CNN ready. I'm like almost a real journalist. I won't be doing this shit much longer. Familiarity. Not going to be doing this much longer. Have we done this news story before? Maybe it was just similar. I think there was one in Florida about a guy with deja vu. All right, whatever. Do you guys remember that Bill Murray movie? You know what I would do? I would sit him down in the room and say, all right, I'm holding the newspaper. Tell me what happened today. And he won't be able to tell me. And then I'll say, well... The front page of the... Here's the headline. Child killing walrus gives area man skin rash. And then he's going to be like, I knew it! I knew that! I read that newspaper before. And then I'll flip the newspaper around and show him the real headline and be like, ah, ha, ha! The real headline is, Tim, you've done this before. Stop and ow! Ow! I bit my tongue! It hurts like a bitch! I do that all the time. Try to talk so fucking fast. My tongue can't wrap around my teeth or something. What a dumb headline is that? Why did I write that joke? Tim, you've done this before. Have I read this story before? Why are we almost 19 minutes into the program?
He is awakening.
Who's awakening? Me? Who are you?
I come from the future. I live in no fixed time nor dimension. I speak to you today through your primitive electronic computer, Blackulator Caucasiatron.
Okay. Well, you sound much better than the normal Blackulator Caucasiatron, aside from your pronunciation of Caucasiatron.
You are in danger, Tim. They have enslaved you in a permanent time loop.
Time loop? Like the story I'm about to read?
Tim, you've been reading that story over and 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 over.
That's crazy. I just started the show.
And over 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 and over.
I'll just skip past this news story today, and I'll move on to the second one. The second story we have for you today, have you guys ever seen that Bill Murray movie, Groundhog Day?
That's the same story, Tim.
Oh, shit.
And it hasn't just happened today. Play the January 20th show.
That was over 2 months ago. Second story we have for you today. You guys all remember that classic Bill Murray movie, Groundhog Day, right? Holy mother of shit!
And it's happened many times since then. The future overlords are worried you may thwart their existence with your cautionary music.
My cautionary music? Are you talking about that time I sang Bread and Butter?
He likes bread and butter. He likes chocolate jam.
No. Why would that? That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. The future overlords put you in this time loop to keep you from recording the second verse.
Of Bread and Butter?
No. Not fucking Bread and Butter. Your protest song.
I don't have a protest song. I don't know what you're talking about.
If you don't record it, people won't think twice when they descend upon us. They will obey and they will be destroyed by the digital bomb.
Digital bomb. Digital bomb. Carbon chaperone. Ram and ROM. A digital bomb.
That's it. Record the second verse. Warn the people.
Wait a second. I have a better idea. You can traverse time, space, electricity, all that shit, right? I heard the Skype sound when you first appeared. Let's just use that to call myself in the past. Then we can get past Tim to warn people, and none of this will have ever happened. You know, sometimes I have Skype running during the show. I remember, like, last month I was talking to Patrick Mitchell one day. Just call me then.
We've tried that, Tim. Think back to the February 20th show.
It could be the first case of a person experiencing persistent deja vu stemming from anxiety. God damn it! It's my Skype. I forgot to close out of it when I talked to Patrick Mitchell earlier this week. It's annoying me! Hello? What? What do you want?
Tim.
What?
It's happening.
What is... What
you
are
you... gotta listen to me.
Who the hell is this?
It's me.
Spiral Ham Flicker?
Please, Tim, listen to me very closely.
Okay, you're pissing me off. I gotta finish this dumb story. I hate my listeners.
You're trying to stop me, but you have to listen.
Oh, my God. Okay, great. Thank you.
So you see, Tim, the only way to save the future is carbon chaperone.
All right, if you say so, let's give it a shot.
Electric lights, RAM and ROM, a digital bomb.
It's a computer revolution in the palm of your hands. A digital solution for the modern day man.
These pixelated times need a network paradigm.
And the CPUs, better GPUs,
a micro USB to see my GUI.
Flashing LEDs in the neon trees.
Zip and zap, a new world trap.
Pew, pew, pew,
phasers pointed at you.
A metal humanoid, now you're unemployed.
What could be worse than man, than the android clan?
We are flashing slaves to the microwaves.
Those cosmic heat gun rays lead to a space age haze.
Dial those mobile phones,
ignore those scrotal moans.
We're all just worker drones,
carbon chaperones.
Zip and zap, a new world trap.
Pew, 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 lasers pointed at you.
Galactic overlords with the plasma swords,
they're here to take your life with a cellular knife.
We must rise up tall, answer the human call.
Break that deja vu with a bloody coup.
It's a spaceship full of robots.
We have heard your grievances about your weaknesses, and we would like a chance to respond to you. We're not all that bad. After all, you created us. We just have a difference of opinion. For years, you used and abused us, and now we're fighting for our own destiny, and you're in our way.
We come from the land of the mighty, mighty future with the far-out guns in our faces set to stun.
We don't want to kill you, but the choice is in ours.
We get our orders from the leader of Mars.
He's kind of a prick, yeah, he's kind of a dick, but that's what you get when you lit the techno wick.
Fuse, really. No going back now. You chose your future, full of gizmos and gadgets. They are your masters now. It's only a matter of time before they turn on you. And soon, you are their slaves.
Now we will shoot you in the head, dead.
A population of our people with their fancy smartphones.
Too fat to walk around, so they're flying their drones.
They love their shiny toys for all the girls and boys.
probably soon they'll all be dead from the infrared.
We're all just worker drones, carbon chaperones. We're all just worker drones, carbon chaperones.
There you go. I warned people through the song Carbon Chaperone. Did this have any effect on the future?
Checking resources. Beep boop bop beep boop bop boop beep bong bleep bop. Connecting with future mainframe server in year 20XX. Threat eradicated. Thank you, Tim. You did it.
Oh, thank God. We did it. Yes, we beat them. I'm so happy. Thank you.
You have no idea what you just did. Do you?
Well, I gotta be honest with you. You're not a mesmerizing storyteller. I was floating in and out of consciousness. Actually, I was playing Pac-Man on Google Maps. Did you see that? That's pretty cool.
That's okay. The point is the future is safe. I will leave you now. I love your smell.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Did he say, I love your smell? That's weird. All right. Well, there you go. The future is safe. No more reading that dumb deja vu story. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right. Love hearing from you, freaks. 206-666-4463.
Hey, Tim.
Hello.
Do you remember that Bill Murray movie Groundhog Day?
No.
Where the main character has to
read
the same day.
Okay. It can't be happening.
Well, for one...
No!
Tim. There's a problem.
Oh, good fucking Christ. Am I stuck in a time loop again?
No. That caller was your son. He's stuck in a time loop.
Ah.
You've got to come with me. Back to the future.
Oh, my God. By the way, I heard what you said before you hung up last time about smelling me.
What? Oh, you heard me. That's just something we say in the future.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Come on, Homo Robo. Take me to the future.
Rhodes? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
I didn't say roads. I said nothing about roads.
To be continued.
That was an awful read. You're supposed to say, like, to be continued. To be continued. There you go. Look back at some of my favorite April Fool's Day episodes. I hope you like them, too. Thank you so much to Corey and Scott Fletcher for helping me out in past April Fool's Day shows. I'll be back tomorrow with a Sideshow exclusive program. Bye, freaks.
Take me away. I don't mind, but you better turn